the lungs. This is full of fluid and it wants to go downward. Prematurely. All we do in here. You have done it and you forget it, so you don't realize it. Many times under stress you did it and you didn't remember.
Back of the hand?
Yeah, tell me more. How many times have you grabbed your back of your head to hold on before you actually have to a gas station or find a spot? It changes the pressurization. You are using your neck as a reflex for the constriction to aid the urethra tube to act to pull the fluid back up. Instead of pushing it down towards the discharge area of the organ, it's action now as a suction up. So instead of the pressure going downwards by the nostril, you're putting pressure back here, causing the air to stay up longer in the lung and hold on instead of pushing it downward, giving the body control. You're automatically doing that by your own constriction and dilation before you get to that area. You are automatically doing it. You're actually tensing those areas. And that's one of the first basic realizations of a reflex action in your body that you can get the best control of. Now once you got that control, you can then regulate a lot of corrections in the body's ability to contract and dilate. So you don't get out of sync too fast or too slow. You re-regulate it back. Okay. You see it in the back of the neck here? You have a lot of control locked up in there. The back of the neck. And you remember Mr. Maya, then he was putting the unit on the girl where he said it was the most important area of the body? The back of the neck? Between the shoulders? And that's where you can regulate the control over the reflex. Now, if the neck and the head can control the bladder, then the next section close to the neck would be your what? Ears. They will control the what? The kidney. Because the kidneys are two organs on either side above the bladder. But in this case, it seems to be below, right? On the reverse condition. And the neck is the urethra tube. So when you apply pressure on the neck here, you are actually doing a reflex reversal in that area where the actual bladder and kidney is. And that is why a reflex principle works fast, more than any other method can, in the case of emergency. Other methods are good, don't get me wrong, but you need time to get there and do it. A reflex can work quicker because why? It's part of the anatomy already, to which you can actually relate by constricting and dilating the body from different angles of the body. Now, the key point of all reflex is based upon this phenomena. What you call that? That's the key control. Now, let me see how many pivots you can label, recognize in your body, starting with your head going down to your foot.
How many what?
Starting from your head going down to your foot.
What?
Pivots.
Are you head, arm,
stroke, yes.
One.
Well, count them.
The shoulder.
12. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Two. Two.
Oh, two.
Very important thing.
Good job.
Yeah, I told you what to do when you're sick and when you're healthy. You talk too much and you come for treatment. Pivot number one. So there you have your mouth as a pivot, the neck as a pivot.
One, two, three.
All right, let's go on.
Four.
Five. Wherever there is a joint bending, like a hinge, you have a pivot action. So you can always regulate. Now, that tells you what? The hands and the toes are the fastest control over any constriction in the body if you know how to regulate the pivot action of it. So, constriction, dilation is under your control here. Yeah. Hands, your toes, because the bulk of your constriction, dilation would end up here at the extremities. So if you've got these under control, which is the next one you want under control? Wrist and your ankles. Now, you fold your fist in, giving you your palm of the hand what? Multi-dimensional control. Can you do that with the sole of the foot?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore the bulk of control lies in the hands and the feet. And the uniquest one lies where? No. In your ear. Anybody do this for you?
Yeah.
Only Adana does it, right?
Yeah.
So, your mama didn't do it for you.
No, she's like this.
I got a lot of that. Come here.
Yeah. If she did this, you would have no problem.
Yes, my friend.
But you see, if you did that to a patient, you're not going to get any more than that first treatment.
It's in the marketing. Are there
some fingers that
tell you what's next?
Ears.
Wrist and hands.
The hands, then the feet. The feet, hands, and then ears. I worked on the ears first in one patient and it never came back. They got well, but it won't come back. And I told my ex-wife, he bent my ears and I don't like that. Well, you work on their feet and you work on their hands and their ears last, then they love you. Well, this is what reflexes are. Okay. Now, the kidney is in the ear, the bladder is in the head. The eye is in the shoulder. See where the eye is?
I've never taught that before.
you want to relax the person and, hey, buddy, they come, you want to,
he's not in the corner. You just keep your eyes on the road, eh?
Ooh, that feels good. Whoa.
So you hold on and you right behind them there holding the motorcycle. And then on the bicycle you hold them and you give them this twerk up there and their eyes. Oh yeah, it's good. I see great.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what you do. But that's how they often hear, you regulate the eyes. Remember he said, all this back here controls the eyes, right? But that's the actual reflex with indentation right here.
Now, what, when you say control the eye, what
the reflex to the eye.
Is that reduce accommodation?
All the pressure in that. So you can release the pressure.
So that would work on a glaucoma patient.
What's that again, Donna?
Release the pressure in the eye.
You mean interocular pressure?
Yeah.
Like right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out, because I want you folks to start looking for a kind of field.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead, hang out. Get familiar with it. Get familiar with it.
Yeah. You know, that could change your myopia. Could change the
difference.
Your myopia.
How do you feel about the restriction?
Dilation. Right. That will be coming in a few seconds. It has to do with recognizing the density of the pressure.
Where do you touch to get the pupil better? Right here. Right here?
Yeah.
It's pinch.
Yeah, I'll just do
the pinch.
Yeah, pinch.
Okay. Do you have to do both sides when you do it, or
yeah,
just
both sides?
The
both sides.
What's that? Could I squeeze one and do it with an ophthalmoscope and
yeah.
Track inside?
Yeah.
The side I'm looking at?
Yeah. You got it?
Got it.
You recognize it, good. Now, the reason you wake up, you feel muddy.
Oh,
your eyes always feel blurry. Because you sleep on your back, you sleep on your shoulder, right?
Yeah.
Therefore, you have compression in the night on one side or the other. Therefore, these areas tend to tighten up from the compression, which causes the overload of the eye reflex. So when you wake up in the morning, the most natural thing to do, but we never do it because why? We're in a hurry to catch the clock. That is shrug your shoulders. So how many people shrug? No, that, you do it this way, you lock it more.
Oh.
You have to do it that way. Now, because of this principle, pivoting is the key. You can correct most of your problems if you understand the pivoting technique. Instead of doing reverse action and tightening them up, you do pivoting technique and the whole body gets nimble and go back into equilibrium in a matter of a few minutes. So, right. That's right. You see now, all the flexors are aligned to the pressure of the body. This way, gives you full control over your flexors. And you're back like that. So, you're really locked. Can't fall.
Yep. Full tilt action. This is the full tilt action. And you'll feel all inside here, the pivot action. This is the pivot action reflex principle. That's what we call a standing navigator.
And what's
the difference?
Yeah.
You want to try it? Come on, let's try it. Then it'll work down. Correct, you can feel the pivot, the body pivots exactly, and it flexes. That's what it's called, the pivot reflex. All the pivots are in control, you're in control of all the pivots. You can bend the knees, but try and get the arch like a bow. Like you see if your hand is how the back is like a bow.
How are you
talking about? You can you're trusting the length of the hand, that pull of that's as far as you want to go to the full pivot level. Full pivot. You notice you're not going too far back, you're going to the curve of the bow or the pole where the body has a bow effect. That bow effect is the same way like you see you're looking at the back of your neck. Now, when you get that feeling, you'll find every area starts to go back to extra close. But that's where you'll get the Okay. Now. Now, if you look at the hand on your chart, it divides up certain organs for you. We have the first one is the stomach. The same chart. Yeah, we're doing the foot yet. We're doing the outline of where these points are. The stomach. You know, you see where it goes in? No. Take the hand.
Which one?
It's a pivot. These are pivots for reflexes. Now, you see where your thumb goes in?
Mm-hmm.
That's for your stomach.
What is it?
It reestablishes the proper digestion.
Is it the one on the ear or is it underneath
the
stomach?
It's a pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you press it.
Like your thumb, where your thumb is pressing.
Right. Now, if you stretch your hand out to me and see, that's when I can do to your hand. If I'm doing the same here, and I'm doing to your tummy. If I grab you here, you say, playing with you. Two girls doing the same, no? Two boys. But when a doctor or a therapist does it, you can do it this way, or you can come in there.
But when you bring it to yourself, you know it's the pivot, actually it's the pivot point, the last.
Oh, that's
good.
What's the
answer
on the right side?
Yeah, both sides. You're in control, it's the pivot.
What's the difference between the side, like one
sore
and one
side? The side of the sore is
the right side.
That means the sending function is too close. And if the other side is too sore, then the descending function is too close. The right side is the ascending side, the left is the slow side. Left side is the descending side, that's the fast side, it's not going to. Now, so up, down, always up, down. Up the right, down the left. So you have ascending, descending. You always read the body on the front, on the ascending side, on the right side, on the descending side, on the left side. Now that doesn't apply to the back is different.
I can't read.
The ascending side is the front, on the right side. And the descending side is in the front, is the left side. You come up to the side.
So you do right first.
The front, you're dealing with the front. The right side is the ascending side.
Right.
The left side is the descending side.
So which one do you do first?
You always want to check the descending side first.
That's a good check.
Yeah. Then, when that is not, if that's not sore, then go to the right side. If that's sore, then you can massage it. Then you need to correct it right away because you're not going to the bathroom. You're not eliminating properly. Constipation is not a good excuse for being sick. And no elements should be owned. Now you know why you can't own elements.
You can eat the common orgy.
You can eat food, what do you eat? Right? And if they're there to harass you, and you tell them to play somewhere else, you better start passing out to your tummy. So you don't have a right to rest. Oh, there's nothing else. You see how you, once you understand the principle, how quick you correct it in the condition. So, ascending side is the right side, descending side is the left side, and normally constipation is one of the problems of the descending side. Diarrhea is an extreme form of constipation. That means the fluid rushes out too fast, and the solids are remaining longer, and that's not healthy. And if you're constipated, primarily you'll find always the left side is slow, because that's where it's done with action.
How come you don't call this the intestine?
You eat the food through the mouth, so as long as your stomach, and then it works and it comes to the chest side. So that tells you what? The stomach falls or the chest not falls. That's your chest side. The chest side gets blamed for your stomach, but it's chewing too fast and swallowing it too quick.
Oh, okay.
You ever see those people?
Huh?
So what they got? Nothing go down to be masticated, everything go in and block up. So the intestines get blamed. When in actuality the mouth doesn't cooperate with the stomach to chew the food properly to integrate the hydrochloric acid. So, anytime you pinpoint a person's problem, you'll see the behavioral action that preceded to the problem. As Mr. Manager said, in this part of the world, orthodox medicine is more accepted because you're interested in symptoms. an orthodox medicine is not so easy to accept because they're interested in mythology. But any time you become orthodox, you find it very boring, therefore you want to be an orthodox. That was his conclusion. Because nobody likes to be in a routine all the time. So that was my conclusion. Okay.
Donald?
Yes.
You know, the film you showed,
no, they were looking for the causes. And then once you understand the cause, then you can analyze the symptoms and then recommend the maintenance to either prevent the symptom from occurring or prevent the symptom from building up. But you must know the cause. Therefore, they were seeking causes. What is the cause of these conditions? Going right back to sound as a basic cause. Okay, we know also that the kidney is in the same area. Whenever you have a slower forearm, it's still the kidney also would be involved. Because the hand is like the foot now, acting like a single position of the reflex.
Oh, wow.
That's the
table in the back.
That's the front,
not
the back.
Oh, you're
beautiful. Once you identify them, you got it. So you want to identify them.
How long should you work on them?
That's what we're going to come back to. Technique. We're not dealing with technique right now. We're dealing with recognition of the reflexes. And the relationship before we come to technique.
Yes, right now.
Yeah. First, let's recognize it. The heart is below the kidney on the left side, but there's no heart on the right side. So your heart is located to do what? Descend or ascend?
Descend.
Good. Then therefore we find the heart is always on the left side, and by virtue of this, when you look at the foot and you look at the hand, heart reflexes are only found on what side of the body?
Right.
Left side. There's no heart reflexes on the right side of hand or foot. So nature is telling us in simple language that the downward movement of the body is the most critical movement of the body. If you don't eliminate properly, they'll start backing up. And the place that will get the most injury in the back up is there. Because what does the person usually get the symptoms of what before they classify the illness? He has a heart attack. And then when they rush him to the hospital, it was really some other organ, but the heart attack was a signal to shut him down. Then different times of day he has a heart attack. Now, a heart attack in the middle of the day, you know, bad food. A heart attack around 12 o'clock at night is the gallbladder. When what time though, in the morning? 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock in the morning. 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. That's sleep. Yes, probably hunting.
Does that go with your allergy the same way as the left eye?
That's right.
Yeah.
You'll notice after a while they all seem to match.
Well, I seem like I want to go to the left side all the time.
Yeah, because the reason why in reflex, iridology, and all the methods of sonics even, the left side is designed to take the downward movement.
That's
so nature, therefore nature has placed all the vulnerability on the left side more than the right side. Because if you have the volunteers in the right side, you could have ruptures too fast, and there would be no exit. Whereas if the left side is made as an exit point, any rupture will have a chance to survive quicker than the right side. So she put it that way.
And if they,
the left side will save you. That's the compensation. And the compensation also is with this. An organ is in this way. This side of the is the organ higher. If you have two organs.
Right.
Now, which of the two would have a compensation? If the left side is lower, but the right side is higher, is there a compensation for you?
Yeah.
Or if the left side is higher and the right side is lower, is there a compensation for you?
Waterfall. It's like a waterfall, right?
So it's best that the left side be what? Lower or higher?
Lower.
So if you look at all your organs, you're never going to find what? They're totally even. You know what the eyes? Higher. Right? A little bit in after, one higher than the other, on the cheekbone. What is the slight difference is which side is the high side, the left side or the right side?
Right.
And therefore every professional person sees it in the end, every artist sees it in the end, and that is nature's compensation for gravity. Right side is female, left side is male. That's what part of the body? No, that's only for the front of the body. See, that's why you run into some people saying the right side is male and the left side is female.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what side of the body was that? The back of the body.
Back
of the back of the body. That's how you come to realize that they were only talking of one side, anterior or posterior, in reference to the hydraulic of the position of the organ. But if you don't look at that way, you see the organ in their particular position, then you have a front and a back, then you can identify who is where the problem is located, in the front or the back. If you get hit on this side, what if he's hit on this side, it's going to be referred to as right side. But if you say right front or right posterior, then that is more accurate to the therapist who's looking at you, because he doesn't want to know, is it the front of your right side or the back of your right side? Now if you tell him the back of your right side, he would automatically know that your daddy is involved in harassing your mother. Your daddy is involved in harassing your mother.
Right back.
This is mother's side in the front. This is daddy's side in the front, back.
So the problem is the right daddy is
harassing. Yeah, this side is daddy's front, and this side is what? Mother's side on the what? This is daddy's side on the rear.
Right.
On the front of the left side. This is mother's side of what?
Back.
The back end of the left side. You follow?
No.
This is mother's side on the what?
Front.
Right side on the front. And this is what? Daddy's side on what? On the back of the right side. This one has a location. They cross like that.
So what if it's in the
center? I was going to ask, what if it's right along this side here?
It's a
so From the top of your toe to the what part of your body is front? Look at your foot. Show me the front of your foot.
On the top of your toe, what
front? Front.
Right. Is that the front of the body? You sure of that? Where?
I thought this was the front. What I think is the front, whether it's right or not, I'm sure.
My friend, from the toenail to your ankle is the back of your body. And from your heel to the front of the toe is the front of the body. The body changes its own point right there at that pivot point.
The
totally independent function of the upper part of the anatomy.
I took anatomy and physiology and I never referred to the posterior side.
In reflexology you better, because you'll be broken up before you know it. Huh?
From here to here, back. From here to here to back. And from here to here.
Does that go from the waist down, down, or does it just go to the foot?
No, it's this side.
This is the front of the body up to this point. This is the back of the body up to this point. In the foot, it's a reverse function causing this to be a figure eight. It's a pivot reaction. And if you don't know that, that's the first thing everybody makes mistake when they try to heal a person. And if you know that, you can go there and do many things and correct the problem, because there is where you control all your energy in your ankle. Otherwise, you're a victim of what if you cut this for the good part. Actually, tendon is gone on the barrier because you don't bleed to death. You don't know what to do, and therefore you bleed to death. Before you get to the hospital, you bleed to death. So if you know what to do, you can stop that particular reaction there, because reflexes work here and they work, you know, figure eight at the ankle. That's why reflexology is faster than any other technology to correct a problem in the body. Now, I doesn't say the other methods are not valid in their own, but they take longer and they require more repetition and not as fast in an emergency as a reflex technique. A reflex is primarily geared for emergency, because you're set up as a reflex principle. Then, so I would say reflexology is much more ideal in acute conditions as a fast control, and is a slower in a chronic control. But again, it's the fastest thing in a chronic control, and every other thing has failed. That's the funny phenomenon of it. You can quickly go to a reflex in a chronic condition and correct it. And you can go to a reflex in an acute condition and correct it, depending upon the situation. But so this here is the back up to your toe. This here from your toe to your heel is the front, anything in the front of the body. And this here is everything on the back of the body. And at the ankle, you have what we call a switch control. Now, those who know how to work the ankle can go from stick shift to automatic to cruise-o-matic. When you don't know, then you have a problem. You have to stay in the brain. So, here, on top of the toe, right up to the ankle, any problem that is bugging you on your back can be controlled and corrected as a reflex. Anything that's bugging you in front of you, you have to control it. So, are you walking on the face of your body?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you know why you fall on your face all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Because you walk on your face all the time. Now, if you buy those shoes, they're called nabis. They are stimulating the reflexes where? The front or the back?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, a nabi is a quick therapeutic tool for every problem that is confronting the person in the front of the body. What would be a good therapeutic tool for anything confronting them in the back?
Reverse
nabi. That's a good idea, reverse nabi.
Song?
I nailed it.
No. A hairbrush.
So Donna, you're saying there's no part of the body then that one of the things either male or female or front or back then.
I
can
say that.
The
right side of the body, where is the right side of the body? Looking at in the front, where does the right side begin and end?
The ankle. Oh, it's the place you say it's the big toe.
The right side of the body.
Right.
That's what I'm asking. I'm looking at the front of the body. I'm not looking at the back of the body. This is the back of the body. That's the front of the body, the right side. And that's from head to toe. On the front side. Now when it comes to your foot, they rotate. Because the top side of the foot is called the back of the foot. And the bottom side of the foot is called the front of the foot. Now, look at your hand. Is this the front of the hand or is this the back of the hand? This is the front of the hand and that's the back of the hand, right? Now, so the same here applies. This applies.
Sure.
Okay, right. That's the
side.
This is
the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I always have a backhand. Good. But you don't need that with your foot?
No.
Give up. So it ends at the ankle for the foot as a back and continues to be a front. See, this is front, continues to be a front and stops here.
Stops at the end.
It's only in the foot, this particular phenomenon occurs, but in the hand,
okay.
It's right up.
Let me rephrase the question then. You have to test kinesiologically if it's right on the board and when you come back, determine whether the problem
You can do that, but the division line begins from the seam of either part. Front or back. It's automatically set by nature. Because the texture of the skin is different. You find any spot to go pass your hand over it and see the texture between the front of the skin and the back of the skin. You're going to find there's a difference in texture. Yet there's no seams to indicate where they converge. So the boundary lines end up when you go this way, the boundary line ends up right there. When you come this way, It's exactly like in astrology. It's a cusp. It's a transitional condition. It's a crossover point where this particular part begins to change. And you have that when you use a resistance regulator or measuring device to determine the various resistances between the front and the back. The resistance will start changing as soon as we reach this point, it will start getting higher and then until then it begins to go to the same over here. So between here and here, the resistance may be 3, and when it gets to here, it starts becoming 4 or 5. Then it will read 4 or 5 across here, then it will go back down to 3 and come out to 2. So each area will just. Years ago, I told a certain professor, friend of mine, who was a genius engineer, that the frequencies change every hour, front and back, he said, you're crazy. So Boogie Woogie was there, and the man brought all his
crystals.
Yeah, the guy brought all the gadgets on, he just swallowed his words back.
Yeah.
4 hours. But if you look in the back, where do you think the, right?
Mm-hmm.
The falling of Jesus. And the eye again falls right in the forearm. And the calf falls in the actual forearm itself.
But Donna, how do you tell the kidneys and the heart split apart? Like, here's the kidneys.
I don't want to tell you the heart. No, but now your elbow is your kneecap. You want to put that in your chart?
It's there.
No, it's not.
I see your elbow is on your knee.
You
did. Your kneecap marks elbow. Right? But the elbow isn't, isn't that way? But the elbow isn't marked kneecap.
Is it both elbows?
They're both reversed. When you press on your knee, you relax your elbow. When you press on your elbow, you relax your knee. You get it? So a person comes and says, Adano, I'm playing tennis. And I hurt my elbow. I say, shit, man, I'm dead on the knee. You know, they want to bend on the knee. So? Bend on the knee?
Why do you have to take?
I
used that information years ago.
You should know now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. The ankle and the neck is in the wrist. It sounds funny, but it's also reversed in your foot. Ankle, neck. In the wrist. And it's also in the foot. So look at my neck. See how you got the ankle? And so you got the wrist and the ankle and your neck. The same location. They're both really stay tight. If your ankle is tight, the neck will get tight. If your wrist is tight, your ankle gets tight, or your neck will get tight. So here is what you call displacement of the reflex.
So is it right, like right in
between? The pivot. That's the pivot. Well, there's only one man I know, not too long ago. The church is wondering what kind of saint he's going to be. He don't pray for sick people, but he walked up to the most damaged car and he put his hand the bar stops going back to normal. Only thing that you need is a paint job after the network comes out back. He's an Albanian now. Mm-hmm. But the church are wondering what kind of shit they're going to call him. He's been doing it for the last 3 years.
I'm trying to get hold of
him
too.
Yeah,
there you go. Sorry if my karma ran over your dogma.
Good. All right. After all, the mother of the car killed the mother of the dog. With my mother and karma, you think mother of the car, right?
Yeah.
And my dog. And the two mothers brought it up.
Sharp.
Okay. Now,
in medical astrology, my teacher would say the wrist and the ankle are the area. Now, you said the neck.
Well, that's reflection. Now, you come back down to the arm now. The upper arm, the forearm, is the thigh. That's another reflection here. And the elbow comes back to be your knee. So your knee is your elbow, right? It's easy to refer to the same area. If you go to your knee, it's an elbow. If you go to the elbow, you get your knee.
This is so interesting.
But where are the
forearm is the leg. The thigh, which is your thigh, is your forearm. In other words, what you're doing, you're matching. You're just matching the geometry. And there's what a reflex is direct opposite match. So if you've got a foot from your hip to your toe, you take from your shoulder to your finger, you match. This here matches this, this here matches this, this matches this, this matches that. And then you got front and back.
Why is the
twin ankle bone located on your right side? But it makes it into the game. See, everything is a reflex. So if you put it on the left side, the spleen, the pancreas must do what? Pressure go up or pressure go down function.
Yeah.
Just downward function. So that's what you design it so that you wouldn't have what? Back up in your system. Now,
skin
that corresponds
to the lungs?
Not 100%. The skin is a form of a lung because lungs don't breathe. Air rushes through the nostrils, stored in the lungs to constrict and dilate to integrate pressure for the blood to move. Then, what actually breathes? Listen to what you said. A carbon dioxide exchange, is that breathing in the blood or is that a chemical reaction to motion? So your skin, does it breathe or does it osmose? Which then tells you what? Is it a sandpaper or a lot of paper? Good. Then if you squeeze a blotting paper, will the fluid come out? And if you you flatten out the blotting paper, will the fluid stay in? That's all you want to do with skin anyhow.
was no action.
Lack of constriction is dilation. The fluid will stay inside. There is no constriction. There is no condition that is stimulating constriction in the skin. So it will remain dilated and flaccid. Now if you constrict it, it will be flexible and work. But then again, it will get angry and throw off lactic acid. So be damn you do, be damn you don't do, what the hell you do? So you do what you can do with your nose as much as you can and don't worry about it. So the body is a particular mechanism that only knows to relate within a certain time frame to constrict and dilate, and then you got to give it rest. So it's set for 60 minutes. If you work the body 60 minutes and rest it 10, out of the 60 or 50 minutes of steady work and 10 minutes of rest, it will integrate itself back to phase down the lactic acid. Now if you go the full 60 minutes and you don't rest it, then the lactic acid will shoot up. But you have 30 minutes to compensate within, but then you have a problem. You may rest in 30 minutes, which is a 90 minutes overload, but then you have the problem of the acid and the gas staying in too long. So it's best to rest every hour, a few minutes, from one position, instead of being in that position beyond that point. And the body will start its own compensation.
When you say rest, change position.
Change position, right. Now, this is changing a position does more for the body than doing an exercise that is contrary to the position.
What do you mean by contrary to
the position? I move around.
You just go like this?
I do exercise. Yeah. Good. Now I'm going to tell you how to change the position. Now push your foot straight out.
One foot.
Your foot forward. Now, put on the book. Put your hand on the floor behind you like that. Raise up your back. All right, keep arching. Keep arching, and then get the full length of the pivot. Sure, pivot all the way around. Where are you feeling any tightness in the body?
In the back.
All right, see how long you can hold that position and the tightness will disappear. Feel it, move it and see. Arch it to where you see you don't feel it. How it feels now?
Feels
refreshed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All you did was what? Reverse. Everything
okay.
To what you were doing before.
Sure. Okay.
So comes our reverse position.
So the what? The constrictors were stretched.
Yes. Yeah.
And
the dilators
were
constricted.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
So that's why the yogis develop posture
okay. As
a means to get to the correction of the hydraulics.
Okay.
But then they overdid the posture by making it a routine instead of a break off from a condition of overload. If you don't make it a routine and just make it a switch over from an overload, then you're getting the optimum result of a posture. But most people, because they went to the yogi master and he wanted to give them something to do, so he said, okay, go sit down on the posture for some hours.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting like you're working or studying a desk or whatever, after 50 minutes you'd want to go up and you'd want to actually stretch this part back.
Right, and the body you gave them corrected. You're using simple ways to take the maximum result of it. Okay. Now, we see the gas release is in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So you know where a bunch of gas is stored up? From what? Is it from precipitation in the mouth, or is it from the gravity ratio of standing all the time or sitting with your feet down in a gravity position? So if you want to release the gas, then you do what?
What gas are we talking about?
Any amount of gas in your body will settle in your calf. Feel around your calf and find if you find any sore spot. Find a sore spot?
Uh-huh.
Alright, that's where the gas accumulates. Now, if you raise the foot, I just move the ankle like that and see if that sore spot remains. Good. The gas is starting to come out.
deeper than you thought, huh?
Got it? Okay. That is on both sides. And then the waist is in the, again in the ankle. So if the waist uses the ankle as a reflex and the calf uses a storage bin for gas, then dancing is the best way to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Sing and dance the praise of the Lord. Poop, poop, poop. I didn't go treat myself, I wouldn't know about it. But after I was thinking, here's a glory, hallelujah, and then the gas is going out, I thought, well, that's new.
That's my worship.
Well, that was what the technology got from, then I began to see of all the methods. This was really a fantastic knowledge. The body is doing its own elimination by simple movement. And then I connected the two between yoga. But then, we come to the next point. The same area is noted as light stress. Light stress, because, right, 9 times out of 10, we have anguish, frustration. Relatives and friends, loved ones get into a bind. And we get into a bind. And we would like to release ourselves, but we don't know how to do it. We can't do like it. Dang it. I knew you should have gone that way. You're putting, and these are movements are primarily for what? Take the pressure off the ankle. Yet you want to do it, you feel to do it, but you don't do it. Now if you did do it, you take off the life stress, and instead of sending it back up the calf, where it will go up from the falling backward, it will travel up into this area of the body, which then becomes what?
Kidneys.
And there you're kidding yourself. Then you begin to have problems, then it will move up to the lung. Then you get a emphysema, or you get a car, then the brain eventually tightens up around the neck. So then you get very, very traumatic. That's because you couldn't let go. Now, if you look at these movements, these gentlemen are doing what? What kind of movement do they want to make? Or what do they, mostly with what? Right? You see what they're doing? They're getting this ankle control release and the wrist pivoting action. Because they realize that that's where the essence of the control is in the ankle, wrist pivoting. So, cheap medicine. Well, who wants to stay like that besides in America? You need a chair.
Doing the wrist pivot, the ankle pivot, is it better to go this way or that way?
No, always work away from your body. You never work towards your body in a pivoting condition. You always work away. You never work this way towards your body. You know why? Not only that, you're going from solid to element.
Right.
Instead from crystal to sonic. You don't want to go to crystal to sonic, you want to go from sonic out to the element. The command comes from subliminal control of the memory bank. That you will eventually have this particular subliminal recall to act on a reflex to make adjustments in case of emergency. Your own subliminal memory is controlling it instead of being a victim under somebody's control. You want to have your own body making the immune control change. Okay. Now, the anchor is also the neck. These are very important reflexes for quick correction. And let's take a break and we'll come back and then I'll show you how sound interacts with
it. Yeah, you like the differences in your eyes here and up here. Is it the same thing, same areas or different parts of your eye?
No, the same area.
The same area of the eye. For here and here.
Now we're going to take out our unit and look at it so we get familiar with the unit.
I'll
demonstrate and then we'll plug in to each person's fired out. So
right,
can, so the core, it'll be able to, first of all, I'll demonstrate what we're doing. You see, the unit is closed off like this on a forward turn. So check it if it's closed off.
Should it be?
It should be. So close it forward. Then it stop.
Clockwise.
You see, I'm holding it this way.
Yeah.
Turn it forward.
So
it's closed.
Okay.
All right. Now, then. Then you don't hear anything, you see? But it's working. Now, I'm going to back it up.
Okay.
Now you hear the sound?
Yeah.
That is the sound you're...
How much do we back it up?
Well, you back it up till you hear the sound. I'm going to plug it in so you can hear it.
Yeah.
You have to plug it in to hear it, but I'm just demonstrating what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You get familiar with it. Okay, log in and try it. Here is a cord and test it because you want to get familiar with it.
Use your extension, John.
You have to hear the humming sound.
Yeah, but it won't fit because of the...
You hear the humming sound?
Mm-hmm.
So we brought just enough to hear it, is that it?
Right.
Well, I can hear it when it's already in.
But it's not loud enough to do the work.
Hmm?
Well,
I have.
When it's turned down, it's not loud enough. You have to turn it up to get a certain length of.
You know where there's another one, but I can't get out of it.
Yeah, then it's
going
to be. It's all the way turned down.
Oh.
I still make a noise.
Does that mean it vibrates faster or not?
Yes.
How long is it?
Hear it now?
Okay.
There's a big difference in the humming sound.
Okay. Are you going?
No.
Make
oh,
sure
I have turned on.
You going now?
No. Yeah, it's right.
Make sure that you recognize what your sound you want to get to.
How about you? Can you
open? I don't know what sound you want. Here, let him hear. Listen. I'll come around and hear how you got it.
Let me see. Yeah.
Everybody got it. Woo! Uh-oh, I got unplugged.
Okay, I unplugged it? Okay.
I lost.
Well, you.
Wow, there's a short now.
Huh?
There. Now it's off.
Well, are you connected on this?
Yeah. I'm using his cord.
Because I'm not connected. No, no. I took it out so you could be connected.
All right, so then let's try the. Yeah, no, we're off.
Here, Bob.
Yeah,
we're all on. Do you want
to
get in?
No.
John, let me hear what it's okay for you.
Okay, I'm late in the market.
Setting it for you so that you don't have to change it after that.
So on the blue,
mine
says Nova.
Everybody set? Okay, so come. Don't change it.
Okay,
The other songs are low and higher than that. They are not integrated. This one integrates all of them.
Yeah.
No, let me explain. Let me explain. You don't keep the unit going more than 10 minutes on a person in once. And actually, you should be moving it. The unit is designed to do three things. Build up a sound, or transmit it to the tissue up to a certain length of time. The unit builds up a heat by the sound for another purpose. So after 10 minutes, the heat is ratio is high. You have to cut off the unit and use the heat over the area that you treat. So that's why you have to know about your unit. And you don't want the unit to alternate too high or too low. That frequency that you're reading there is the frequency that goes through the entire body to keep it uniform, both the bone, the blood, and the nerves and the muscles. So it's set. So, but longer than 10 minutes, the heat ratio has to build up. It's doing something which I'll show the other bigger unit has divided up. The guy in the TV tip had it, he couldn't show it because it wasn't with him. But I have a portable unit here. But these, again, are for clinic work. This here is fast work, and it has both combinations of heat, sonics, and suctioning condition. I'm going to show you how to do that. So, yeah.
So
the sound builds up the heat in 10 minutes. You cut off the sound and you use the heat from the metal. That heat will build, work through the tissues for another 10 or 12 minutes, then you cut off. Then the heat gets cold. Then you put back the sound and go back up in a different area. That the treatment is about that.
You're not talking about just one area.
No,
about
no, it's the whole body.
Ten minutes on the whole body?
Ten with it, making the sound,
and ten with it. The locations that we had just now, let's identify them. Now, cut off your units, and you're going to feel they're hot.
Okay.
If they get too hot, then it's no good, because then the unit will react. It must not stay longer on that sound. If it's staying too longer, then it will heat up beyond what it's supposed to do. It's not a type of unit for the massage unit. That's why some people, they get it right away and it heats up. They're angry and don't understand what the unit is, and they throw it away, they think they lost their money. The unit is not designed to massage. The unit is designed to transfer sounds into the tissue of a maximum of 10 minutes. And after 10 minutes, the heat ratio builds up to be used.
This is making a sound without the unit being on.
I know. Somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Where are you connected?
But you're all connected to a bunch of different connections. So
the current might be kind of pulsing.
Kind of lucky, huh?
And it's only
use the heat.
You turn the whole thing off?
Yeah.
And then you use this?
Yeah. This way or this way? Yeah, I think it's this way.
No, this is the heat. This one. This has the heat.
Just rub it.
And it must be this.
Yeah, without
it being on.
I thought it was not
having
a sound on.
Well,
I thought you said you should have the sound on. I unplugged it because
it didn't seem to the AT&T because it's going to
start being
stressed.
Yeah,
mine's still
really
chronic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me explain again. The unit is not a massage unit. It's a transmitting unit. And as a transmitting unit, it can't stay on the line too long. Maximum length of time allotted to it for any session is 10 minutes. Therefore, you're not treating a location steady for 10 minutes. That would be a danger to the body. That's why you have to understand what the unit is doing. You're sending the current by sound waves over a certain spot for a certain length of time, then you move to other spots. That's why it's a reflex. You're working on reflexes. You tone up the reflexes, and as the reflexes are toned, then it takes about 10 minutes for the unit to build a certain heat ratio, and you cut it off. Then you can unplug it too, to be safe from the line, and use the heat created by the unit from the sonics. Yes, this metal here is a transfer of that heat ratio for another 10 minutes. So you're getting a two-in-one function right off the unit. You're getting heat, number one, and you're getting sonic transmission, number two. And then there is a suction action. This is a bigger unit. Pads are set up for the heat separately. So what you're getting the heat, this has to heat up from this unit to transfer heat. Now, when you're using the heat, you can't use the sound. So what they did was this. When they made that unit, the man didn't know what the heck he made. Nobody knew what the hell else to do with it. So they threw it out and classified it on the AMA as a massage unit. When I saw this unit come out, and the one that he has on the TV is the older model. This is the latest model to date, where you program all the data into the computer and channel it out by heat or by sound. Now, the function is this. Each one is independent of themselves. So if I'm going to send sound to you, I can't send heat to you. And if I'm going to send heat in you, I've got to cut off the sound. In the same way with that unit. But that unit has it all in one, built into it all in one. This here is separated into divisions of a control switch, taking the same sound waves and now transferring it. Now you want to see your what you paid for? Try and lift over now. You think you're worth it?
Yeah, it is. 10 pounds at least.
Yeah, look real good.
2900.
You keep dropping on him, you're cured.
It's too expensive. Now, I'm going to turn this on. And then I'm going to program. I'm going to punch in.
Try it again. Is it going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Better than that?
That's the song is there. That's the output song.
But you don't need an audio tape for this one.
No.
Like
we do
for the.
You can get that if you have to. This one here is already separate. We'll make the sound.
Can we play this tape
already? Yeah, it's back in the room. Just make your own song here.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's engine
sound like that. Now, who wants to volunteer their spine?
Oh.
This is programmed strictly for your spinal column, your bone. Alright, hold it up and there we go. Repetition. This is not one like that unit. I mean, you do that using your spinal.
Is this where you put your hand in front to feel
yeah.
whether there's a thickness?
Yeah.
Put my hand.
Yeah. Put
in
your
there.
Hand in front as he goes down or up, and see. See if you can feel the vibration coming through. Any? Can you feel the vibration? He's going up.
Well, I can't see for almost sure.
When
your
spine goes down, it's not scary. Yeah. Before and after. I don't bend over a little more. Straighten up the after.
Now this is sending the sound frequencies into the spinal area.
I can feel that one.
What's it doing for her?
You just hold it in one spot?
Yeah.
It sort of feels like it's scratchy when you move it. Yeah, it
feels rough. Is it aligning her or what?
It is sending the frequencies back into the spine that the spine is supposed to be ready to form. If the spine has been thrown out by a blow, the frequency is off, and this frequency is what it's supposed to come back to.
In other words, if she's fallen off her board.
And well, let's say when she was born, her spine is supposed to register 50.
Okay.
She fell off her horse and registering 30 all her life. This unit is sending in back 50. So 20 is coming back, what? To replace the missing 20. Understand now? That's all it's doing.
So does it get the gas out or just move it around?
No.
You must be quite
good. Actually, it hurts the fear and up here when you're not doing it.
You're feeling it then?
Not a whole lot.
No?
No. Well, I can feel a little bit there. But it hurts more up where you haven't been, like up in there.
Yeah. So that's where your impact ratio is off.
And then Don noticed it's making a red where it spots.
Yeah, but it's scratchy too. I think that'll do it.
Steady sound will not correct anything. There's no steady thing in the universe. Don't you understand that by now?
Pulses.
It's called pulses.
Are you doing that
now
when you
have
the pressure?
No,
it's because
of the energy. Oh, okay. That's something you taught us years ago, Don, about color. If you expose a person to direct color all the time, you're not going to change anything. That's all for me. 5 minutes.
Okay, look at the difference now.
Weird.
No. Okay.